Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to another fantastic episode of the Business Creators Radio Show, where we help you win at the game of business and marketing so you thrive from your intersection of your brilliance and your passion. We are so happy to have you here today. My name is Adam Homey. I am your host, and I am honored by your wise decision to tune in today. We are the Business Creators. We have our entrepreneurs, small business owners, local business owners. We have marketing and business coaches, consultants, and mentors. We have the folks who help others create their businesses, and the do-it-yourselfers like to have your own hands on the levers. If you are one or more of the above, take a moment, explore episodes, discover how we serve you at www.businesscreatorsradioshow.com. Furthermore, check in with your favorite syndication network such as iTunes, and be sure to subscribe to us. Every five-star rating helps us serve more business creators just like you. And by subscribing, you get fresh content every week, plus immediate access to nearly 275 topics covering a breadth and depth of information areas relevant to business creators just like you. All right, today we have for you a very special treat. There's a gentleman I met not too long ago. I was at an event, and this gentleman was up on stage, and he was an inspirational sort of guy. I really like him, and I was so honored that we were able to catch him between his speaking engagements and his very exciting life, which he's going to tell you a little bit about, and have him here on the Business Creators Radio Show today. His name is Paul Fink, and he's going to show you how to double your results with the Maverick Millionaire System, something that's very exciting. So let me just tell you a little bit about Paul. Paul Fink, the Maverick Millionaire, is one of the foremost authorities in business and personal development today. He works with entrepreneurs, small and mid-sized businesses, as a keynote speaker and trainer, empowering them with direct answers to their toughest challenges. His goal is to double your results and create the environment to continue to do so via private, public, and corporate speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars on a wide variety of topics, incorporating his Maverick Difference philosophy, as well as through private and group coaching sessions on a worldwide basis. Paul Fink is able to share his unconventional methods traditional challenges to create extraordinary results for all. I like unconventional. I like Maverick. I love Paul Fink. So come on in, man. The weather's fine.
Hey. It is absolutely a honor to be here. This is pretty cool. I love your energy. And so I know you and I will be long time friends. Let me tell you a little bit about my journey and why we connected so readily and what this is all about. I am called Paul Fink, the Maverick Millionaire, and really resonated with that mantra, one millionaire, because I will tell you, money is what makes the world go round. And no matter who you are, having the money to be able to make a difference in this world, having money to be able to access your passions, your beliefs, and go and have freedoms in your life is what money will give you. And so creating that abundance on a financial level gives you the control, the power, the ability, the abundance to be able to do everything else in your life. So I focus in on that with the people that I talk to. They really resonate understanding that that gives them the freedom for everything else. The Maverick part is where I really create a major difference, is because I tend to come at the world in a different angle, a different way. Let's start off with my journey. I've been an entrepreneur for over 33 years. I have never worked for anyone. I have been on my own, independent, working for myself or in straight commission positions for 33 years. What that meant was that I've always earned my value every step of the way. I've always earned my keep. And so in doing that, started off straight commission. I was in the medical field. I was in the dental field, had my first distribution company at the age of 22. And so always really come at life from a different angle. I did start off with a psychology degree, which meant that I was really passionate about the human condition, about understanding and relating to people. I went on to study neurolinguistic programming, hypnotherapy, all these great modalities over the years on how to really build ourselves up and create the most of what we're given. And then also how to communicate and connect with other people. I then found real estate investing, and I went into real estate investing with the same passion I had attacked everything else, and really got clear with buying and selling properties, investing in both commercial and residential, got my real estate license, became a mortgage broker. I did all sides of that industry as well, and along the way began to understand information marketing and really sharing my message with others as well, because I got to tell you, once I figured out the formula on how to create abundance, I wanted to share it with others.
Right.
All that is all well and good. However, the real crux of it is I've got a great family. I've got a great relationship with my wife. We started dating over 33 years ago. I've got 6 children, 3 sets of twins. And yes, that was my motivation in all of this. Once I had a family, I wanted to make sure that they had the lifestyle I dreamed of giving them. And when you have a family of 8, that turns everything on its head. So now you really had to, I knew I had to step up and create abundance and create a difference. And so got really busy. Now my children are all almost adults, late teens and adulthood, several of them in college now and beyond. And now my life is about sharing this message with others so that they can have the same type of lifestyle that I've been able to create for my wife, myself, my children, and our extended community, which continues to extend throughout the world. I now coach, train, speak all around the country, United States, Canada, Europe, and continue to expand. We've done speaking in over 8 countries now and moving forward 3 different continents and continue to grow. And so today I'm here to share my message with all of you on how to bring this abundance into your world, which
nice.
Is really key.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of bringing abundance into the world and energy, you didn't even give me a chance to ask the first question. You just went ahead and started answering it. That was really great. So for those of you who regularly tune into Business Creators Radio Show and those who may be tuning in for the first time, what we typically do before we dive into the main content is I'll read off the guest's official biography, and then I'll say something like, "Hey, Paul, we just saw your official biography. It sounds very good. But what we'd like to do is sort of take a step back and get to know a little bit of your journey as it's affected you and brought you to where you are today, serving business creators from the intersection of your brilliance and your passion." So that's a question that Paul just went ahead and answered for us. And I got to say, that's one of the better answers I've heard. And I'll tell you something else that inspired me is when I first met you a few weeks ago, and I saw you on stage and you showed the pictures of your beautiful family. And I'm thinking, wow, 3 sets of twins. I know people that have 1 set of twins that are freaking out over college tuition. And they just got 1 set of twins and college is still 17 years away. So imagine 3 sets of twins and they're all pretty close together in age, aren't they?
Yeah, my oldest set are when the youngest were born, we had 6 kids under 6 years old.
Yeah.
So the last 2 sets are 14 months apart. So it's like we had quads.
Yeah. That's a lot of college tuition.
You know what? And it's interesting. When I first got started when I had my last set of twins, and so now I've got 6 kids. At the time, I was doing dental distribution and consulting in the dental industry. And I began to realize that that wasn't going to be enough, that it really wasn't going to support us in the lifestyle that we started with just my wife and I or with 2 kids. I was making about $80,000 to $120,000 a year, and it really hit that ceiling. and we all know what that's like. You know, year after year after year, I had the same income every single year, and I just figured, oh, that's my income level. That's what this industry will give me. That's where my abilities are. That's where my where my place is in the world, if you will.
Right.
Well, then I had six kids. Well, that was not going to work out. And I don't know whether you can really wrap your head around, only with a family of eight, $100,000 is poverty level.
Yeah.
And I know it's hard to understand, only I could get food stamps if I was making somewhere around $75,000 a year. I'd qualify for food stamps.
Wow.
So understand, we're really like a family of eight is a magnitude difference from a family of four. And so now I knew I had to do something different and create that difference. And over the last now 15 years, my youngest now are about 17 years old. And now we have that abundance, and I've been able to pay for all their colleges, one of the proudest moments. And you know when that moment when you go, oh, man, I've arrived. You know, that moment when you go, I've done what I wanted to do. I've moved to that new place in life, right? My moment was when my oldest girls were going to college, and so they were around 16, and they were beginning to think about and apply to colleges. And I was able to tell them, pick any college you want in the country or in the world if they wanted to. Pick any college you want in the country and don't look at price tag. Look at where you really want to go. Daddy's got it. That's when I knew, like, that was my dream. That was my goal. That was where I moved to. And that's what we accomplished. And so with all my kids now, I've been able to tell them, my daughter's graduated from college, and they're completely have zero debt from any college bill. And all my kids will go through college in that way and be able to graduate without any debt so that they can really have a foundation of being able to build a new life without having that struggle, if you will, that is now affecting a huge portion of our population. That's one of the biggest challenges that's going on is highly educated people can't get ahead of the game because they end up with all this debt going through college. Well, I've been able to eliminate that first hurdle, if you will, for my children. And for everybody else now, it's a matter of, well, how could you do the same for yourself and for others is by getting clear with who you are and how you're showing up and the rest of the story. But, that moment of being able to do that for my children, just amazing. I mean, those are the things that really makes all this worthwhile. And it's why that you do things. Makes the difference. It's not about the results. It's about what you do with those results and why you're doing it.
Sorry. I agree with you. I agree with you. And for everybody listening, you think you're in the right place today? I mean, if that doesn't inspire you that maybe this guy knows a thing or two that he might be able to share with you today, I got to tell you. So what we're going to do here for most of our time together is, well, we've already learned a little bit about Paul. We've learned what he means by when he says a maverick is in a maverick millionaire. So we've already covered that. And as we go along, we'll figure out what you can do to be a bit of a maverick yourself. I've been having a ball going through the maverick selling system myself. I got a copy of this when I met with Paul a few weeks ago at an event here in Las Vegas. And there are a few things inside the system that I think our listeners would really benefit from that would at least give them a taste of how they can begin this maverick lifestyle stuff today. And one of which is, and this is something that really grabbed me, is when we talk about time and money. It's a section called Time, Use It or Lose It. You mentioned some myths around time that I think are holding a lot of our business creators back. And what are some of those myths and what can we do about that? What's the revelation that people need to see?
There's a few. Any particular one before I delve in? Any particular one that resonated with you?
They all resonated with me, man. It's your world.
There's a couple. One is that, well, in time that people believe that they can save time. that they can actually put time aside on a shelf and save it for later, that they can create a little pocket of time, they can manage it, they can create it, they can do more with it, all those pieces. Listen, we all have the same amount of time. We all have 86,400 seconds in a day. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter your social economic status. It doesn't matter where you start off from. It doesn't matter whether you're Paul Fink. It doesn't matter whether you're Adam. It doesn't matter whether you're Richard Branson. It doesn't matter whether you're
right.
You're Donald Trump. We're all the same.
Right.
It's what you use it for. It's what you use every second of your day doing. Are you absolutely focused in on the highest and best use of your time? That's what people forget. And so I talk about the value of time. How much do you value every second of your day? Are those seconds being meaningful for you? Are they important to you? Do you care? An hour will go by. People will sit down. They get home from work, and they'll sit down, and they'll actually, turn on the TV. And all of a sudden, it's 3-4 hours later.
Yeah.
And people go, oh, man, what happened to my night? You got into this place that is like a trance and a hypnosis that isn't a good one, that makes you walk through life with blinders on. Ever get in your car and all of a sudden you get to your destination and you forget the drive between here
yes.
and there?
Yes, I covered this in my book, Groundhog Day is an Event, Not a Business Strategy. This is actually the very first section of the chapter on the S, which is the mindset. And it's called white line fever, because you drive 20 miles down a highway, particularly like an interstate or a route you know, and you say, how the hell did I get here? I mean, I got here safely, and I must have avoided some obstacles or some other cars coming at me, and I probably stopped at stop signs and red lights, but whoa, how did I travel 20 miles and I don't even remember?
Right. What happens? So you're in this white fever. You're in a trance. You're not paying attention to what actually is happening in your life, and your life is just passing you by. Really grab hold of one, being completely present, which is part of that lesson, is be aware of the seconds by being present in them.
Uh-huh.
Being aware of time passing and being aware of your travel, your journey in life. The other is to actually use it for the highest and best use, because when you're not conscious of it, you'll tend to waste it. When you're not conscious of it, you'll tend to use up the time that's available. So, for instance, ever sit down and do a project and you had 3 hours to do the project, and guess how long the project lasts?
3 hours.
3 hours.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Uh-huh.
It's like magic. So it's those moments. What I found is, for instance, I'll sit down and I'll look to do a training. Like, I do a lot of speaking and coaching in this way. And so I'll
right.
sit down, and I used to sit down and, I have to put together this hour training. I'll block out a couple hours to put it together. Well, then I started getting real with valuing my time. And I said, well, let's see, could I do it in an hour? Well, then could I do it in half an hour? I've learned I can put together a valuable piece of information in 15 minutes.
Yes.
I've learned to crunch the time down, and I call it maverick time. Maverick time is getting clear with the ability to do more in less time, to accomplish more with less time of it taking up. Now, what does that mean? So now, instead of 2 hours, I've been able to accomplish the same thing in 15 minutes. I just grabbed hold of an hour and 45 minutes. Now, some people would say I created time. I didn't create time. I've just managed and prioritized it effectively to create an abundance of time to be able to do everything I want in my life.
Yeah.
Power. So you can't save time. You certainly... you won't have more time when. This is really key. Most people think that the way life is right now will change sometime in the future. Like, so right now, you feel like you are balancing 12 different plates. You're keeping them all spinning at once, and man, you couldn't hold on to one more thing. I talk about, I've got an event coming up soon, and I've got an event, and I say, come to the event. This will change your life. It's 3 full days of me on stage empowering you to do something more in your life and teaching you the skill sets. It's awesome. And Adam, you'll be coming and joining me real soon.
Yes, I will, right here in Las Vegas. Can't wait.
I have people that tell me, oh, no, I don't have time. I go, you have all the time I have. We have the same amount of time, 86,400 seconds every single day, and we get a new batch every day. It's awesome. And so you have the same amount of time as I do. How come I have time to improve my life, to go and get trained, to go and hang out in masterminds, to go and improve my existence, to learn new things, and you don't? That's what people say, oh, no. I'll have more time when? I've got these projects on my plate. I've got 2 or 3 projects that I know will end at, you know, next month, then 2 months, 3 months, 4 months down the road. And then I'll have more time. No, Adam, you know. What happens after 3 or 4 months when these projects that are on your plate, you finish with them and move them aside? Now you have all this extra time in your life?
Well, here's one of a few things will happen in my experience, one of which is, another project moves right in, and that's the A answer. The B answer is,
absolutely,
I'll be so freaking worn out from all those projects, it's like, I'm just going to kick it for a while.
Right.
Which is also very dangerous, because that's where we get fat and happy.
Right. So then you say, oh, no, here's what I hear. I deserve a break. Man, I've been working hard all day. I deserve to relax now. Where did that become a rule or a law? Like, I know entrepreneurs have a great work ethic and they keep moving forward. This idea to pat yourself on the back and take a break when you should be stepping up your game.
Uh-huh.
You should be getting busy into creating more, not stepping back on your laurels and gliding along. And then all of a sudden it's 3 months later and you go, oh, what happened? I'm struggling now. Where did all the abundance go? Because you forgot to keep the train moving. You forgot to keep putting fuel into the fire.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, we end up but the number A answer is we get more projects coming into our life. We get more things hitting us. More precisely, life hits us. And until you take control of your life, until you actually take control of what's going on around you, life will continue to hit you and keeping you in exactly the same space that you're in right now. For many of the people that are listening to us, their life hasn't dramatically changed, or more precisely, their situation hasn't dramatically changed in years. In years. That's the piece that we want to take a hold of and change. That's the piece when you get real with what you're doing every day. You get clear with your management of time, which is just one piece of the equation, only a real powerful one. When you get really clear with that, then it changes everything. One of the other components that I want to add to this is not only appreciating time and really valuing that time is passing and value every second, but getting real clear with time's value. What I mean by that is, what's the actual dollar amount that time is worth to you? Is an hour of time worth $10 an hour? Is it worth $20, maybe $50, maybe $100 an hour? What is it worth to you? You see, and most people get this, oh, yeah, I want to work for less than $20 an hour.
Uh-huh.
And they get clear with that. Only then a friend of theirs, somebody that they maybe not even a close friend, associate, comes up to them and says, hey, can you help me out? And they go, sure. And all of a sudden they just gave away 5 hours.
Right.
Well, that's $100. So the guy just took $100 out of your pocket. Is that how you're really looking at it?
No. Well, I mean, I think people miss this all the time, man. I remember when I first made the jump from corporate America to entrepreneurship. And, man, people heard that I worked from home. And if you could see my air quotes here, worked from home and was self-employed.
Absolutely.
The one that sticks in my mind, and again, you know, there's no criticism here because I love my family dearly. My mom was calling asking if I could help go over my grandfather's house and help him program his remote. And I said, all right, so you're aware that I've started my business here and I'm sitting in my home office, I'm doing stuff, and you're thinking, well, I don't work for a company, so I can just go over there. So imagine if I was working for a company. How would he get his remote fixed? And well, he'd call the company and cable company and ask them. And I said, he's going to have to do that this time as well. I love Grandpa, but this is work. This is my business.
Right. No question.
That's not to be misanthropic, but that's how you have to think.
Absolutely. Now, here's the thing. Could you give your time away? Yes. Only you got to be clear that you're giving a gift.
Uh-huh.
See, I equate it to this. For most people, if someone like ran up to you and grabbed the wallet out of your pocket and ran down the street, you'd be furious. You'd chase them down. You'd be ready to attack them physically. Someone comes up to you and steals your time. You don't think anything of it. Value your time more than your wallet, and you'll have more in your wallet.
Wow.
I'll let that sit for a minute.
Okay.
Value your time more than your wallet. Be furious when people waste your time. Be furious when people steal it. You want to be charitable. Be charitable, only make sure that you're doing it on purpose with intent. Don't do it by accident.
Uh-huh.
Don't have other people steal it from you.
Yeah.
Huge. And that's what, when you start to study, and which is what I've been a student of the highly successful, the wealthy, the high achievers in our world. When you study them, they get really clear about that component. I mean, let's just take money off the table. Let's talk about, like, Olympic athletes. Oh, yeah, every night they're out hanging out with their friends, right?
No.
Or are they clear with their work ethic? They're clear with what they're doing. They put in their hours, then they go and rest. They take care of their body. They take care of everything else first. The friends are, you know, that social life is second because they're clear with what their focus is and what they want to accomplish.
Yeah, Paul, just hop on your favorite Olympic athlete. Just hop on your Instagram and see what they're sharing pictures of. I'm going to bet you a dollar they're not showing pictures of them all up in the club.
Right.
Yeah.
And now if someone says to them, hey, you know, I just need help with, at any given night, they'll be like, well, I've got my workout and I've got my routine, I've got my schedule, and I can't interfere with that. That's it. They're really clear. Those are the gold medal winners. Those are the people that achieve. Take a lesson. So it doesn't matter what level that you're looking at. Whatever you want to accomplish, be clear. That's your direction. Everything else is stealing away from that dream. And I talk about it. I talk about it at the event. I'll talk more about it. Is you're either moving towards your dreams, towards your goals, or you're moving away. There's no in between. So every action that you're doing, every second that you spend, are you moving towards your dreams, towards your goals, towards what you want, or are you moving away from it? And I'll tell you, when you're not sure whether you're moving towards it, chances are you're moving away. I got really clear that I wanted to move towards my goals and my dreams, to have the great relationship with my children, great relationship with my wife, great relationship with my community, and abundance financially, abundance and success in my business. I wanted all those things. Those were my key priorities. And I've been able to move into that space and accomplish them with having the focus on making all that happen.
Yeah, that's great. You know, you mentioned something else earlier when you were telling us a little bit about yourself, and you mentioned, you know, the value of wealth and the value of money. And I'm reminded of a story, and I bet you I tell this really short story, and we can get you going for another 15 minutes here, just based on what I know of your curriculum and the brilliance and passion you bring to the world. Let's go back about 10 years. I had a friend, and she was an artist, painting, sculptures, that sort of thing. She was really, really good at it. She had won awards. She had gotten a scholarship to college for her artistic ability. Man, she was really, really good at this stuff. And her dreams were as follows, at least what she told me her dreams were. She wanted to be a starving artist, and she wanted to fund an animal shelter, like a no-kill shelter for cats, where cats who couldn't find forever homes could live in a loving environment for the rest of their lives without having to be in shelters and having the freedom to run around and do what my cats would call cat stuff. So my suggestion to her was, she has this absolute brilliant talent with art. She's won awards for it. People want to buy her paintings, and she loves doing it. So to her, it's not even going to feel like work. It's going to feel like the intersection of her brilliance and passion. So my suggestion was, get really, 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 really good at the art stuff, and give all of it to founding your own no-kill shelter for cats. Continue to live in your studio apartment and don't eat. And you get to be a starving artist and help the animals. But she heard my idea there, and she said, wow, that's really greedy. I don't need money. After I literally described to her how she can make a ton of money, serve from the intersection of her brilliance and passion in a way that many people only wish they could,
yep,
and then get to keep the starving artist lifestyle to boot. I mean, but something was stopping her from being willing to get assertive with her art career that could have made her a lot of money. So what are your thoughts on that?
There's an expression, what we put out there, we get. And I got really clear, and some people call me a wordsmith. I am really specific with the words I use and how I describe what I want. And I teach that as well. And I work with people on really getting clarity around what they say their goals are and really get clarity around how they describe their future self, how they describe their vision, because you'll get what you put out there. So as soon as she put out there that her goal was to be a starving artist, she will always be starving until she changes that.
Right.
Until she decides she wants to be a wealthy artist with plenty of money to start no-kill shelters all around the world, that'll never happen. She also has a challenge with her relationship with money, is what many people call it. And I really spend a little time talking about that and helping people through that. There are many people that come and find me because of their challenge with their relationship with money. They have what we call a scarcity mentality. They believe that there's only so much to go around. And what that looks like in the real world is, well, when I have a dollar, it means someone else lost a dollar. And that's so counter to how I believe and what I know of universal laws, which abundance and money is a resource, and it's in abundance. And the universal law is that there's abundance for everybody. There's plenty of resources for everybody. It's like believing, if I breathe, someone else won't be able to. That's how most people believe money is.
Crazy,
I believe,
huh?
Money is more like air, where everyone gets to breathe in as much as they'd like, and there's plenty for everybody. that's empowering. So when we really focus in with our starving artist and shifting her mindset to understand that there's abundance, and when she brings in the money, and money's an energy flow, so when she brings in the energy, what does she have the power then to do? Is to give energy, right, save cats all over the universe, because she'll bring in that abundance and that energy and be able to give it out again. The people who donate the most, who do the most charity, who spend the most money in helping others, are the people who make the most. Who like, oh, well, that it's only a small fraction of their abundance that they give to charity. Yeah, but it's still, you know, 100 or 1,000 fold what you give. And you're complaining about what they do. It's the gross amount, not the percentage, that makes the difference in the world. And so they're able to give in abundance because they bring in abundance. And it's an energy flow that makes it easy to give, makes it easy to share, makes it easy to change the world. I also know that we are in a world that values money. And so power and being able to change the world happens when you have it. And so being clear with that equation so that bringing it in gives you the power to actually change the things you don't like about the world, actually gives you the power to have a voice in the world. And isn't that important?
Yeah.
And so I know I've been able to create a voice throughout the world because of the abundance I've brought in, because I've got the freedom to, for instance, travel around the world and actually be seen and heard and deliver my message in multiple different communities all around the world. That's purely from the abundance I brought in, the ability to be able to do that, travel at whim and be there when time is needed. When I want to give my time and my charity, I'm able to at whim. Huge.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I think that's great. And, you know, as far as, you know, they say that money can't buy happiness, I have heard two arguments on that, one of which is people will say, are you kidding me? Money can buy happiness because it allows you to be a part of society, allows you to give back, it allows you to live from brilliance and passion, and it allows you to have more of what you want in life. So, yeah, money buys happiness.
Yeah,
and
I say,
you know, money doesn't buy happiness. It does two things. It solves the problems that get in the way of happiness, and it facilitates the energy flow, as you said, that brings happiness. So it's not like I can walk into a store and there's boxes of happiness sitting on the shelf with a group discount if I buy it today. And I go to the checkout and I, you know, put down some cash or I put down a debit card, exchange money, and I get happiness. It doesn't quite work that way. But as I love to say, it is much more comfortable to cry behind the wheel of a Corvette than on the back of a bicycle on a winter day.
There you go. I will add one other piece to all of that, is that it definitely makes it easier, money. And I look at money as a magnifier. It's not about, whether you're rich or poor, that defines your joy, happiness, your greed or your charitability, the love in your heart or the hatred in your heart. It's not the money that creates any of that or helps or diminishes or any of the above. It's simply a magnifier that when you were like a real idiot, when you were poor, now people just notice when you're rich. When you were really nice and loving and caring when you were poor, now people really notice because you're able to touch so many more people and it's got a big shining bright light on it. It's amazing what happens with the money. And so it becomes a magnifier. So if you have love and joy, the money just creates a magnifier so you can give love and joy more easily and more people recognize it because you're in a bigger light.
Right. And, you know, here's what I love to do is when I get on stages myself and also inside the Groundhog Book and other forums,
awesome.
I show people a picture of Michael Douglas in the Gordon Gekko character from the movie Wall Street, from the Teldar paper shareholder scene, and I ask him, what was that famous phrase he said? And he'll say, oh, greed is good. That's not what he said. No. Go back and roll the tape. He said greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Because going back to relationship with money and going back to can money buy happiness, think about when you were a kid, since we're talking about childlike states of enthusiasm. Think about when you're a kid and you brought candy to class and you ate it when you weren't supposed to, and a teacher catches you, and they may do one of several things. They may make you throw it out, or they could potentially say, you know what, you had that candy bar. Tomorrow, you're bringing candy bars for everybody. You can have one. You can give one to everybody else. And the reason one of these approaches is taken is so you're taught not to be greedy, because greed is bad. So you have a character that says greed is good. Well, of course you're going to reject that. But that's not what he said. Greed, for lack of a better word, is good. And then when you listen to the rest of the speech, he explains how for life, for money, for love, for happiness, you know, the things that have driven American and world innovation, things that have helped humankind come to its greatest heights and achieve things that it only even dreamed possible, perhaps didn't even think of dreaming possible. But that wasn't greed. It was greed for lack of a better word. So zeroing on the language, we're not saying greed is good. We're saying greed is something, and we're allowing that to be defined by the end user. So going back to charity, some might say, oh, well, look at her. She makes $5 million and she gives $100,000 away to charity. Well, you know she's just doing that for a tax break. Okay, so if she gets a tax break and as a result of that tax break, that $100,000 she gave away sends five children from underprivileged communities to college, did a lot of good stuff happen?
Yes, indeed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Whole lot of conversation around that, and it's when people complacency is the death of innovation. When people get complacent, they're not looking to get greedy, they're not looking to achieve, they're not looking to bring more into their life. They end up in what we call status quo. Well, status quo means no change.
Right.
Every major component that we cherish in our life has happened through change and has happened through innovation, has happened through moving forward to achieve something greater. Even the existence of you know, the way our body is made all came about through shifts and changes in evolution. Just, you know, how we live in our society. So we talk about those things and we really understand looking to make changes, which is the maverick way. And I talk about doing it different, making change and doing it different, thinking about how you can do things different. And I'm gonna segue into another lesson real quickly.
Yeah.
For all of you that are looking to create the maverick difference, if you will, and what that means is create abundance and bring in more into your life, shift your whole sense of being to a new level. What that looks like is every day, wake up and ask yourself, how can I create this day to be different than the previous days? How can I create more passion, more love, more excitement, more abundance financially? What could be one thing that I do to just shift my life just 1% greater today than I did yesterday by doing it different, doing something different today than I did yesterday would shift it. And keep testing it out and moving the line and watch what happens within 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. Imagine a year of every day you're waking up is how can I do things just a little bit more, a little bit different than I did yesterday? And you'll be amazed at where you end up. Exponential difference. not just incremental. Powerhouse.
That's great. That's really powerful. So what we'd like to do now, and this, man, I'll tell you, time is really flying here. I love these conversations. We have only about 14 minutes left, 14 minutes to make some further changes here. So hopefully
Beautiful.
Some of the, what we shared so far has been great for our listeners. And let's say somebody's thinking, you know what, today is the first day of the rest of my life, or today is the last day of the way I used to be, or whatever phrase you want to use to say up until now, it's been the case that, but now I claim my power. Now I claim my results. Now I claim my future. What can they do? What steps can they take to move towards becoming a maverick themselves? Because I'm feeling pretty maverick right now.
Awesome. So first and foremost, decide, and this is a tough one, decide what you want.
Right.
Most people, I ask them, and I'll say, what do you want? I'll go, oh, man, I want abundance. I want financial freedom. When I ask them more details to really define that, because everyone's level of what financial freedom might look like specifically will be different. All right, I want more money. So I pull out a dollar out of my pocket and hand it to them. I was like, you're complete. They look at me a little strange. They go, no, that's not what I meant. I was like, yes, that's the lesson. Learn to specify exactly what you mean. Exactly what you want in your world. You want $111,000. Great. Be specific. You
yep.
want a relationship with your wife. Now, that's a little vague. Let's put some details around that. I want a relationship with my wife, and what that might look like is that we spend quality time together. Well, great. How much quality time? Well, we go on date night at least twice a week. Well, great. Now we know. You could check it off and be really specific with, I have two times a week that I go out, let's say, out to dinner with my wife.
Right.
Well, now we know you're going to be able to track it. You're going to be able to be on task with what you really want in life rather than this vague notion of it. Because what you put out there, you get.
Yeah.
So be specific. So once you decide what you want, believe with every cell in your body you're going to get it. That belief is what stumbles people. I want to be a millionaire. So I wrote down, I want $1 million in 12 months. But then they don't really believe it. There's that chit-chat in the back of their head that they go, yeah, whatever. It's not what I really want. It's not what I really think I'm going to ever get. It's just what I wrote down because this guy Paul said, write it down. Be specific. No, you've got to believe it. You've got to believe it with every ounce of your soul. And then you've got to commit to it. So three steps so far. Decide, believe it's going to happen, and then commit to it. Commit to it. That means that you will do whatever it takes. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 10. On a scale of 1 to 100, it's 110. It's off the charts. You are going to accomplish it no matter what. Years ago, I was talking to this woman, and she was deciding, making a decision. Should I or shouldn't I? Should I or shouldn't I about doing something? And she said, no, I don't have enough. I don't have the money for it. And I said, in the other conversations that we were having, she said, I'm going to get married. I'm getting married in April. I said, great, you're getting married in April. What day? Oh, April 5th, April 18th. April 18th, I'm going to get married. I said, great, do you have, the band picked out, the hall picked out? She's got all this stuff. She said, yes. She had everything done. I said, so you're getting married April 18th? She said, yes. I said, do you have all that money in the bank account to pay for all those things right now? She said, no, I don't know how we're going to make it happen. I said, but you're going to get married April 18th. She said, yes, but what if you don't have the money? No, we're going to find the money. I'm getting married April 18th. By hook or by crook, it doesn't matter. I'm getting married April 18th. I said, isn't that interesting? You see, when people are really committed, when they're 100% committed to the outcome, they'll make it happen. Be 100% committed.
I didn't believe that. I didn't believe that when I first started. I was an entrepreneur. I didn't understand the power of this stuff. And I was an entrepreneur for about a year. And I, just on a lark, I filled out an application to join a mastermind program, thinking, you know what, maybe I'll do the basic $47 a month replay version or what have you. And I received a telephone call from the coach who was leading it a few days later. And they were inviting me to join. They said they looked at my application, and based on my initial conversation with them, they felt that I wasn't quite titanium level, but I was definitely platinum level as somebody who had been in business for a year and had come to a certain point where that was my jumping in point that would move me up about three levels. Platinum level, $797 a month. And I'm thinking, oh, shoot, where am I going to come up with $8,000 this year? And I, you know, normally I'm a lot more empirical than this. Normally I'm a lot more thoughtful when it comes to my money. And maybe that language is not correct that I just said. Maybe that's just my programming coming out again. But I asked somebody else about this, asked one of my mentors, and they said, you know, if you really want to do this, you're going to find that your business will bring in $800 more a month just to cover it. And
yep.
So lo and behold, the revenues in my business went up $800 a month. I don't know how, but they did. I mean, I was no worse aware for participating in that mastermind. And by the time I was done with that mastermind,
right,
my revenues were up several thousand dollars a month.
So you know the lesson.
Yeah.
The only reason that you're not making more than you are right now is your belief. Because that lesson can be repeated over and over and over again. That's been the exciting thing in my life. I had the same experience. I was like, oh, man, I'm a $100,000 earner. And so years and years and years, I earned $100,000. And I went, oh, man, I get this. Oh, I now can earn $200,000 a year. And lo and behold, I did. And then I stopped there. Uh-oh, forgot the lesson. Then I started playing with this. I went, all right, I'm a 300,000, 400,000, 500,000. And I kept moving the line and it kept showing up. What I determined was that I could keep moving the line. And so for me, what's been happening is now you must create a line, which is the other thing. Oh, well, then I'm just going to, you know, wish for abundance and then I'll get abundance. It doesn't work like that. You've got to really aim for a clear target.
Yeah.
And so for me, every year I got clear with this message. I want to double people's income. I want to double their results in their company and their life. And so I've been dedicated to walk my own talk. And so every year for the last we're on the 4 years now, I've been doubling my income, doubling my own results so that I can walk the talk, so I can be the guiding example to say, this stuff works. Come hang out.
Yeah.
Come spend time.
That's right.
Come be a part of it.
Yeah, and speaking of time, you know, we have about 5 minutes here, and I want to give a couple of those to you. Just to, you know, you are taking the world by storm with the Maverick Selling System and the boot camp. So tell us a little bit more about how somebody gets involved with you. Somebody who's sitting on the edge of their seat right now thinking, I need to have more Paul Fink in my life. How do they do that?
The number one thing I would say is come hang out with me, spend some time, get connected to my community. The best way to do that, I want you to go to www.paulsevents.com. www.paulsevents.com, and go there and you'll see information about my 3-day boot camp. It's one of the best ways to get involved. There are other things that we could be doing together to get you part of the community, only getting in front of me, getting connected in that way where we spend 3 full days. My event's coming up and it's 3 full days of only me on stage. So it's not a sell-a-thon. It's not one of these things where you're going to see 100 different people. You're going to see me. my biggest passion is doing that, sharing conversations like this. You can feel it through the airways. I'm really passionate about this. And so I dedicated my life to be on the stage. It's my event. I'm going to be there. And you're going to see me all 3 days. There's nobody else on stage. It's just me. And we're going to, and it's usually a crowd that is small enough. The next one I know will be somewhere around 50 people. And that's the size that I really like. As long as I can hold it to that size, really works, because I'm able to do a ton of Q&A with you and really get clear with who you are and how I can help you. And so you come in there, and I want you to come in with your biggest challenges in your business, biggest challenges in your life, and we'll answer those questions, answer those challenges while I'm on stage live. So we'll have really interactive communication, and you're going to learn about stress management, time management. You're going to learn how to prioritize your life. You're going to learn how to get clarity with your goals. You're going to learn communication, negotiations, selling techniques, all of the components that can really make a difference, influence and persuasion, that can really make a difference in creating you to be the leader that you want to be, to lead your company and your life to where you want it. And that powerhouse, the skill sets that make that happen, that's what those 3 days are all about. You're an entrepreneur, you're in business for yourself, or you want to be. You're currently feeding someone else's vision rather than your own in a job. Come hang out with us for 3 days. I'll show you the pathway on how to create the new life for yourself. You're an entrepreneur and you've been in business for a while. I've worked with my clientele or everything from just getting started to $250 million in assets and growing and everything in between. So no matter what level you're playing at, come have a conversation and I'll talk to you about where your next growth level is, how to get to the next level of your life, how to really create more for everything that you want. www.paulsevents.com. Google me. I'm everywhere. Come hang out. Find a way to get connected. This is so powerful for you, for me, for our community, our society. Let's work together in building this maverick community that is growing by leaps and bounds and is going to be the wave of the future in how we create abundance in the world.
Wow, that's really great. And I love that domain, paulsevents.com. Well, I got to say, this has been one of our really exciting interviews here, and I wish so bad that we had another hour because we could keep going, but we are at the top of the hour. So I'd like to say to Paul Fink, the Maverick Millionaire, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been an honor and an education.
Adam, it's been an absolute pleasure. I look forward to seeing you real soon so that you and I get to hang out together and have some great fun and excitement and learning and growth. And all the best to all of you here. Thank you so much for listening and to hanging out with us. And thank you for sharing your time.
You bet. And for everybody listening, this is Adam Homey, host of the Business Creators Radio Show, where we help you win at the game of I'm so excited about this. We help you win at the game of business and marketing so you can serve from your intersection of your brilliance and your passion. You know, I get so motivated, sometimes I miss the words. Be sure to come to BusinessCreatorsRadioShow.com and check out our previous and our upcoming episodes. And until next time, have a great day. Take care.